Over the past almost 8 years, many of you have said to me how you wish you could come be a part of the children's sermon, so now here's your chance. Well, a lot has certainly happened over the last week, and for our children, you may be happy that you don't have to go to school for a little while, or you might be sad because you're going to miss your friends. You may be sad that your games have been canceled and you don't get to do the things you love for a bit. Or you may be happy that you get to stay home and spend more time with your family. There's a lot of emotions that we are all feeling right now, and you may even be a bit afraid. And if I'm honest with myself, I'm a bit afraid too. But David reminds us in the Psalms that when I am afraid, I will trust in you. David says a prayer when he is a prisoner of the Philistines, and he prays to God and says, when I am afraid, I will trust in you. And he goes on to say, what can mere mortals do to me? And so when I am afraid, I am reminded that we can trust in God. Because God is bigger than anything that could possibly happen in our world. God's love is bigger than fear. God's love is bigger than sickness. God's love is even bigger than death. And so when I'm afraid, I know that I can trust in God. And the second scripture that always comes to my mind when I'm thinking about fear is one about worry. And it says, do not worry about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. When I worry and when I'm afraid, I know that I can pray and that God will give me peace. And I may not understand God's peace, it may not make sense, and things may not be better for a little while. But I know that God will give me peace because he reminds us that he is always there with us and he will help us get through. So when you are afraid, trust in God and pray, talk to God, tell him everything. Tell him what you're afraid of and what you're worried about and even the good things. And God promises to give you peace. But you know, even in the midst of all of this craziness, there are still ways that we can share God's love with others. We can call each other on the phone and talk to each other. We can call people who are having to stay in their homes. We can send cards to one another and tell jokes to one another in our cards. We can buy groceries for people who cannot leave their homes. There's lots of ways that we can still show God's love to others. And we may not be able to all be together for a little while, but that doesn't mean that we stop being the church. We find new ways to spend time together, to talk to one another, to encourage each other and help each other not to be afraid. So when you find yourself afraid or worried, pray, ask God for help. God promises to give you peace. Let's pray. Loving God, thank you that you are always with us. We are so glad that your love is bigger than anything that could ever happen in this world. Help us not to be afraid. Give us your peace. And help us to find ways to still show others how much you love them. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.